Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline during our 27th year bringing you the latest in all kinds of cool consumer tech. And of course, that means things like gadgets and gizmos and products and services and websites and apps, all sorts of things available today and into tomorrow. We love it when you participate on the program, not just because we're in the middle of our annual huge cool Into Tomorrow hot summer giveaway, where you win prizes just for being heard on the air. And we expect that you will in fact join us and win prizes, because as Cameron always says, call in, win stuff. It really is that easy for you to participate and join us. You can do it anytime, by the way, 24/7. You don't have to wait until you hear us next on your radio or on your favorite podcast or otherwise, or perhaps stream. You can join us anytime you have a question about anything involving consumer tech, or perhaps you hear us answer one of our many listeners and you have some additional info to contribute. We love it when listeners are helping other listeners. So you can certainly contribute that way, or maybe share a little tech rage. Whatever the case, if you get on the air, you win. It's that easy and it's automatic. And by the way, the full list of summer prizes are available for you on the post for the summer giveaway at intotomorrow.com. And of course, how you can participate. Very, very easy. So do join us, won't you? We came across an AI-powered dating app that connects users with compatible personality types using just their selfies. That caught our interest. Certainly our producers were thinking, well, that's different. Let's talk about that. If you're like me, you're not much of a selfie person, so I'm not sure how it would help, but our next guest is going to tell us. She's the CEO and co-founder of SciMatch, as in, I'm guessing, Science Match, Yanina Strelitz. Yanina, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you?
Thank you, Dave. Thank you so much for having me. I'm doing really good. I'm really excited to share with you things we do at SciMatch.
Oh,
and you actually pronounce it very, very correctly.
Okay,
so
good.
So it's Science with Match. And SciMatch is social dating app that powered with computer vision technology that is enabled to identify your character traits from your face.
Oh.
And we do that to help people find someone who they will share emotional connection. So in other words, here at SciMatch, we believe that people fall in love not because they like the same food or sport, or maybe you both like cats or rock and roll. It's not the thing that makes you fall in love, but this magic that happens when you meet someone in person. And this magic comes from complementary personality traits that we're working to identify using the latest technology and social science.
Well, I think a lot of times people talk in terms of, especially if you're looking for a significant other, a relationship or whatever, you shouldn't just be looking at the appearance, right? Because you can't judge a book by its cover kind of scenario. So you should look a little deeper into that. But I guess it starts with making sure that someone that you might want to get involved with, it has at least the look to start with, right, that you're looking for. And then I guess SciMatch can start helping us get in a little deeper. Is that sort of the goal there?
So no, we do matchmaking not based how you look. We use your face, your look to learn your personality. And
Oh.
that's what we use for matchmaking. So basically, we use the computer vision technology that is powered and much more accurate than human judgment to predict your character traits. So that's what we do.
Well,
And
I'm certainly very curious about what your automated intelligence would say about my face. What is my personality? How does it determine by just looking at this face? And by the way, those listening on the radio or podcast, be sure and come by and see the video with Yanina, because we're showing you some of these things. But how, looking at my face, does your AI determine my personality?
Yes. So how I like to explain to my non-technical friends the technology works, it actually imitates how our brain works. And actually, neural network is inspired by our brain. So I hope you agree with me right now, but often when we meet someone, right, for the first time, we look at their face and we think, oh, this person is kind. We jump to the conclusion before we even talk to this person. And this happened only because we have database of faces that similar faces that we've seen before, interacted before, and they were kind to us. The same the neural network works. We learn the network to identify certain character trait by showing a lot of faces, not just 5, 10, but millions faces with the same character trait.
Well, so it's not just wishful thinking that if someone looks at me and they say, I have a kind face, so I'm perhaps a kind person, and start developing my personality type or traits. It is backed by your science then.
Yeah. It's done by computer vision again by deep learning neural networks, and they outperform humans in many tasks, including identifying your personal trait. Once you see the person and try to judge them by their cover, usually you in a 50% chance you not right, but computer vision technology right in like the accuracy of the technology is 87%.
Wow. So unlike Match and Tinder and all these other maybe dating sites that really ask questions about your personality and your likes and what you're looking for perhaps in a mate, you're doing most of that based on my face compatibility. Is that correct?
Only using one selfie, and from your selfie we can derive your fundamental personality trait that we can like further analyze fully all dimension of your personality.
Wow.
And it's actually simpler for our users. Now you can take just one selfie and you already can get a compatible match instead of swiping every day.
Yes, exactly. And more importantly, for those of us who are not big selfie fans, I have friends that's all they do. I mean, you can scroll through their posts on any anti-social media, and it's just them all the time. It's all selfies. Well, I'm not like that. So one selfie can do the job with SciMatch, right?
Yes, to analyze your personality, we just need one selfie. But you can post as many pictures as you want
Okay.
as a part of your profile. But only selfie, one selfie, we need to get to know you.
Interesting. And now, do you use only faces then? I mean, this is the whole idea, right? You're using someone's face, so you're capturing my face as a selfie for SciMatch to begin to use. And then, do I also have an option to fill out a personality profile or something, or to express who or what I'm looking for, that sort of thing, kind of like the other dating sites, or is it just what's going to happen with my selfie?
Yeah. So in terms of questionnaires, no, we don't do questionnaires because it takes a lot of time. I remember myself dating, and now I'm happily married, but back then I used a lot of dating apps. And it took a lot of efforts and time to actually complete those questionnaires.
Yeah.
And sometimes the question is like, are you like to be a center of attention, or you always care about other people? Of course, I tend to give more socially acceptable answers. Like, of course I care about other people, right? No matter how you truly, like, truly are. And this leads to a lot of, like, misinformation on dating profiles. Like, people intentionally or maybe unintentionally, just because they want to look better, they give this sweet white lies.
Yes.
Everyone wants to be liked by the end of the day, right?
Oh, sure. Well, and especially if you're looking for a significant other, right? You want to be liked, hopefully by enough people that you might find that special match at some point. And interesting that you use the example of, you know, do I like to be the center of attention? Well, if you scroll through their anti-social media and it's all selfies, I think you have that answer. Yeah, they want to be the center of attention. So you're right. It might be avoiding those little white lies, or, you know, you care more about people around you and everything else, but then again, your Instagram or something tells a different story. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with Yanina Strelitz, the CEO and co-founder of SciMatch. Meantime, visit SciMatch, SCIMatch.com. Oh, and while you're at it, hit us up at intotomorrow.com. We'll be right back. Don't go away.